Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the website. Again, freetalklive.com. We tonight includes me, Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
And Brett's here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. We actually spent the first hour on the phone with one of the spokespeople for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, which is basically a migratory movement of voluntarist, atheist, or secular, peaceful parents. And, you know, I wish them the best of luck. I mean, I agree with what you said, Mark. It is one of the few communities of that sort that does exist, the other one being in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. But the Free State Project also welcomes other people who may not be atheists, maybe religious folks. There's a lot of really great Christians and folks who are Muslim who actually believe in the ideas of liberty and apply those ideas appropriately within their lives. And, you know, they don't support war and they don't support killing and, you know, they don't support the state. So I wouldn't want to turn those people away from a movement that I was involved in, and I'm a member of the Free State Project. I was an atheist when I joined the Free State Project, but have since left atheism and become a panentheist, and now I'm actually a minister in the Shire Free Church. So I would want to be welcoming towards people of differing religious beliefs, and I also want to welcome minarchists as well, because and we didn't really get into this with Carlos, but he was pretty clear that it was a voluntarist movement. And look, I'm a voluntarist. There's no doubt about that. I like the idea that humans should interact with one another on a consensual basis. And I don't have any love for the idea of a small state or any state whatsoever. I think the state's a terrible old idea and it needs to go away. However, I at one time was a minarchist, and I wouldn't want to tell myself, the old me, hey, you can't come here and hang out and be with us because you don't agree 100% on everything, every issue, every time.
Groups tend to be defined by who they exclude. Oftentimes when you make sort of a very elite group, you're going to have problems. They're going to spend a lot of time excluding people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so that makes things difficult.
So it allows you to stay on message and to stay on point if you have a few things that you really want to hit on, but obviously it limits your growth potential significantly.
Right.
And you're right. You are kind of judged from the outside by a much larger cut or selection of people who have not been allowed inside.
And I want to see liberty in my lifetime, and that means I'm willing to work with anybody who wants to work with me, who is willing to move in the right direction, given that they're not obvious racist or something like that. I wouldn't want to work with somebody like that. But for the most part, if you believe in more freedom on one issue, even if it's marijuana legalization or gun decriminalization, whatever you want to talk about, whatever the issue is, I'll work with those people. And if you want more freedom in your life and you understand that liberty means that you have to allow others to be free, even people of differing belief systems, if you get those ideas, if you want other people to be free and you yourself to be free, if you understand that freedom means the ability to live your life however you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, you're the kind of person who I want to check out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. There are over 15,000 people who have signed the pledge to move here, as the three of us have done. 15,000 of those people. Not all have come. In fact, we're waiting until 20,000. A lot of people are waiting to make the move. We all moved early. We're all early movers as part of the Free State Project. And I'm glad I moved early. I'm glad I didn't wait. I'm glad I'm not still down in Florida, basically treading sand. I mean, there's no hope for freedom down there, in my opinion. And so to get together with a growing group of liberty people who are active in politics, who are active doing civil disobedience, who are active doing outreach projects, doing media creation, there's so much activism here that it's impossible to follow all of it. It's impossible to know all of what is going on at any given moment. I can't even know everything that's going on in this corner of the state, let alone all the stuff that's happening in Manchester and Concord and wherever. I'll be going to the Concord State House for the day tomorrow to do various different sorts of political types of activism. And I certainly wouldn't want to turn away people who see value to working in the system. nor would I want to turn away the people who reject working within the system either. I think there's a lot of approaches that are valuable. And the Free State Project welcomes anybody who's willing to put their fullest practical effort into achieving more liberty in our lifetime. That's the statement. That's basically the statement of intent that you'll sign up.
Regardless of what project or location that we're talking about, I think that, you know, given the current situation, you know, politically, socially, as far as how most children are treated, it's good to build bridges where we can. You know, so obviously there's a value to not being exclusionary like you're talking about. And maybe it's just what your bridge with some other person is just one issue, but it's a start.
Yeah,
and maybe
absolutely.
It doesn't go anywhere, and maybe it ends in frustration or alienation.
You don't know until you try.
Right.
And I know that I've been involved in both the Tea Party here in the area, and I've been involved in Occupy here in the area in New Hampshire. And those have both been very, very valuable experiences of learning what other people's concerns are and, you know, what their issues are and coming to understandings with those folks. And in fact, a lot of the people from Occupy are now active within the Free State Project community.
Yeah.
And I've become friends with a couple people from the Tea Party here in the area as well. So
not that there wasn't a price to pay in frustration and friction when both of those things were going on, and that's fine, and that's expected, but it was good
outreach.
There
wasn't much friction. I mean, there was a small group of whiny socialists Occupy.
I was in Manchester when Occupy came through, and maybe there was a lot more friction there, but it was the same result. You know, there was some valuable outreach that was done, and there were some new voluntarists at the end of it.
So there was some news, actually, out of New Hampshire today. There was a gun bill that was really scary, and people were really worried about this gun bill, this proposed bill to basically ban any kind of private transaction of selling guns in New Hampshire, which right now, as I understand, is completely legal. That's how I have purchased and sold the firearms that I've had in my life. It's just individual to individual, no paperwork or anything like that. And Mike Sylvia is on with us. He's a state representative here in New Hampshire and also, I believe, a Free State Project participant. Is that right, Mike?
That is correct. I am.
Well, great. It's great to have you on here. And are you a two-term state rep now?
No, it's my first time.
First time.
Until my second year. It's
a
lot of work.
You seem so experienced and like you wear the state badge.
You do well.
you do it well. You pull it off, I think. And
yeah, it's not my preferred position, but I'll do it.
Yeah, and I think you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you calling in tonight because I had been wondering about this gun bill. There were a lot of posts online today by Free State Project participants saying this thing's been defeated. First of all, Mike, what's the summary of what it was supposed to do? How did people turn out against this thing, and what happened? What do you want to tell us?
Okay, let me just start with correcting one little thing. While it is legal to transfer without going through a lot of hassle and paperwork, you do need to know the person that you're selling your gun to or buying a gun from.
Okay.
What does no mean?
Well, somebody that you know, and you should know that they're not a felon, see, because that would be a bad thing, and you're not supposed to do that.
So you have to know that they're not a felon, or you have to...
I never asked anybody that.
You wouldn't have to necessarily... I can see how one can make it illegal to sell to somebody that you know is a felon, but I'm just kind of curious as to, how am I supposed to know whether somebody I've known for a month isn't a felon?
Well, you certainly wouldn't sell a gun to someone that you believe to be dangerous, and that's really the key point.
I certainly wouldn't, no.
So the bill that was proposed apparently is backed by Michael Bloomberg from New York City and brought a lot of money and a lot of push to get this thing through. And the bill would have caused you to go through a gun dealer to make an exchange, pretty much any exchange, even... Some people say if you were just to go to a gun range and try someone else's gun, you'd be breaking the law. So it was really kind of crazy.
Okay.
And the battle was very interesting today.
So was it close?
No.
Well, it started out close.
It didn't end close from what I heard. I'll tell you what, Mike, hang on. Can you come back and tell us more? Because I would like to know.
Yeah, I can hang
it. Mike Sylvia is with us, Free State Project participant, early mover. He got elected a couple years ago as a state representative, as have a number of Free State Project participants. So again, another big difference in the Free State Project is we're making a difference. The activism here is having an effect on the system. You want to talk about amazing things for the libertarian movement? They're happening in New Hampshire. Libertarians everywhere else, they don't get elected. They certainly don't propose legislation. They don't have any kind of an effect on the legislative process. But here in New Hampshire, we have a very big effect. More on the way, we'll find out from the inside what happened today. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Manna Bolsel here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want right here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the site. We do have news updates. If you'd like to follow Free Talk Live and find out what's going on with the show, you can follow us via email. That's the way you get the most critical updates about Free Talk Live. I actually just sent an email update during the show tonight during one of the breaks. I sent it about an interview that I did. It's a link to that interview audio. I was interviewed on our station in Mobile, WAVH-FM. They actually carry the show on overnights on the weekends, and they take some of the Saturday show, I think, as well. But we've been on there for a long time, and it's the first time I was on with Sean Sullivan in the afternoon. And he's the program director of the station. He's also an afternoon host. And this is a 50,000-watt FM blowtorch radio station.
Well, FM on 50,000
yeah,
watts, right.
If that's as big as you can get.
No, it's 100,000.
No, yeah. Okay, you're right. You can get a little larger. But that's a big signal nonetheless, and it's an awesome signal. And I was grateful to be on board to talk about two of my favorite things, the Free State Project and Bitcoin. So Sean was brand new to the idea of Bitcoin. He'd heard us talking about it. He said that told me off the air, and actually included some of our off the air conversation in the audio, so you get something you didn't hear if you were listening on WAVH. But he was talking about how his friends they're hearing about it. You know, Bitcoin's in the news and people are talking about it. You're at a barbecue with some friends on the weekend, and Bitcoin comes. What is that Bitcoin anyway? You know, like what's that all about? So it was really kind of a Bitcoin basics, and I thought it was a great interview. So I posted that up there, and if you're on our news release list at news.freetalklive.com, you'll get that kind of information. And also when we add new stations, you can also follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and you can link to all of those from news.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I do love Bitcoins. It's they're really exciting to me. The fact is, when I meet new people or I'm dealing with people in like a professional capacity or whatever, like for instance, somebody cutting my hair or that kind of thing, that's what I want to talk to them about. I'll often just bring it up in conversation because I think Bitcoins are so awesome. But we're going to go down, Ian, you and I, to the Texas Bitcoin Conference here on March the 5th and 6th. So less than a month away, you can go get your tickets at bitcoinconference.com. And the reason you want to be there is there's going to be a whole bunch of sort of liberty and Bitcoin, the Bitcoinerati, as it were, the important folks in the community. And there's going to be a lot of big announcements, several big announcements that are going to be going on. Three tracks, so that means three different people to listen to at any given time. Lots of speakers. I can't list them all by any stretch of the imagination, but Michael Goldstein, John Bush, Christoph Atlas, Stephanie Murphy, our co-host, Brian Sovereign, also a co-host, Tatiana Moros, Catherine Nicholson, Tony Gallippi, Jason King, Stefan Molyneux, Jeffrey Tucker, Ben Swan, Jeff Berwick. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com. I'm going to be emceeing. I'm really excited. I love doing this stuff. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
All right, we go back to Mike Sylvia. He's a state representative and a Free State Project participant here in New Hampshire. Ask yourself how many state representatives you know where you live. Because here in New Hampshire, it's not hard at all for liberty activists to get elected. Over a dozen of them have been elected to state house, and others have been elected to other, you know, smaller kind of school board-like positions in other places in New Hampshire. So, Mike, you were on the floor of the state house today for a bill that proposed to really tear up some of the gun freedoms that New Hampshire has. New Hampshire is one of the most free states as far as your right to possess any kind of weapon to defend yourself. And in this case, this bill was going to severely restrict your right to sell the weapons that you possess to other individuals without going through some sort of federal dealer or something ridiculous like that. It would basically gut any level of personal sales that that would have gone on throughout New Hampshire. So what happened today? What do you want to share with us?
Well, the more important part of that bill is that it was kind of a backdoor for setting up a gun registry because you have to file through the NICS system, and I can't tell you what the acronym is, but it's background checks through the federal government. And, of course, the federal government doesn't keep records on anything, so we don't really have to worry, do we? Yeah. So that was really the backdoor that was really problematic, not to mention the expense of going through a background check at $30, $35 to
$50. In New Hampshire, the state house at this time is majority Democrat, isn't it?
It is. I think they have somewhere around 220, and the Republicans are somewhere in the neighborhood of 180.
Now, I think this example of what happened today, and this is not the first time something like, you know, some sort of terrible piece of gun legislation has just gone down in flames in New Hampshire. But Democrats voted against this, and I think that goes back to something I was saying earlier. I don't know if you were tuned in at the time, but there was an individual who we were talking to who had kind of this common misconception, like, oh, well, New Hampshire's a conservative place. Well, not really. Conservatives here aren't like conservatives in other places, and liberals here, so-called, aren't like liberals in other places. Like, a conservative here might vote for gay marriage, while a liberal in New Hampshire might vote to end, you know, to de-restrict guns, or you would have voted against this gun control legislation. You wouldn't have been able to oppose this without the help of Democrats.
That's right. Actually, you know, the breakdown is not really Democrats and Republicans. It's really, you know, statist against people who love liberty. And that's a better way of looking at it. If you look at some of the votes are telling as to the really hardcore liberty votes, and we seem to have about, well, I'll say 80 generally. If there's a vote that is going to show you who the liberty people are, it's, you know, it comes out to about 80 of those, which is not great, but that's probably, you know.
Are spoiled, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that, oh, we only have 80 people in the state house who might vote for liberty on any given issue. I mean, that's 80 more than any other state house.
How many reps total again?
400.
Probably enough to sway a lot of
anything.
This is really important for people to understand that aren't in New Hampshire. We have the libertarian veto. So that means that your liberal bill has to pass libertarian muster. Your conservative bill, I don't care if it comes from the Senate or the House, it doesn't matter. It has to pass liberty muster. And if it doesn't, it's not gonna make it through. An 80 voting block.
That's today, right now, before the full move of the Free State Project. We're barely even getting started. So I think it's important to keep all of this in perspective. But what other things did you want to share, Mike, about how this go down on the state house floor?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of strategy that goes on, and I must say there was a Free Stater. I don't even know if she's really known as a Free Stater so much. Most people probably wouldn't know her name, so I won't use it. But she was leading the charge, you know, because when you're in the minority and you're kind of a minority of a minority, you really have to fight hard to make something happen that is preferable, like getting rid of a bill like this. And you have to line everything up and have a good battle plan, so to speak, and execute. And we were all set to go, and there's so much that goes into it. You could probably go on for an hour, and I know you don't want to hear about all that stuff.
I prefer the 30-second version.
Yeah, the 30-second version is a really, you know, you have to play chess against checker players, and that's the really short version.
All right, cool, man. Well, I've got an article about it that somebody wrote up from examiner.com. I'm going to post that on our Facebook page, Google Plus, and Twitter for people to want to dig in further. But needless to say, this increase of the state was stopped cold today by people like you. And thank you for calling in to share that tonight, Mike.
Great job. Keep pushing that Free State Project, because that's what's making the difference.
It is. Thanks for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Now, I mentioned the toll free lines, 855-453, are brought to you by ProXPN. And ProXPN is a virtual private network, and it's global. You get to choose, if you're on their premium account, which server you connect to. But whichever server you connect to with ProXPN, they're all around the globe, whichever one you connect to, it helps protect your privacy online. Because right now, if you're not using ProXPN, and you can go there right now and start using it for free at proxpn.com/FTL, but if you're not using ProXPN, your internet connection is likely being monitored by your internet service provider. And what I mean by that is they're logging likely everything you do, every website you visit, or every website anybody on your network visits. Because remember, if you're using a router, everybody's connected on that same connection. So, you know, if your kids are online, if your grandmother's online, everybody is being logged. Unless they're all using ProXPN. So your ISP is logging all the websites you go to, all the search terms that you enter, and they may be logging it as long as 5 years. So, again, you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab their app. There's one for Windows, another for Mac, iOS, and there's also Android apps. You can hook it up with Linux, but there's a different process involved there. But proxpn.com/FTL, go grab the app, get it installed, and immediately you'll protect yourself from your ISP knowing what you're doing anymore, because ProXPN doesn't log what you do online. In addition to that, you get to connect to whichever ProXPN server you want if you run their premium account, and that means you're protecting your location, so your websites you're visiting won't know where you're from if you're using ProXPN. And also, it helps get you around internet blockages. So if you're at a workplace on a laptop, for instance, maybe you're at a coffee shop or a school where certain things are not allowed to be accessed, well, if you've got ProXPN, you can access whatever you want. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Especially if you're visiting another country, you're going to China for a vacation or something, or business, if you've got ProXPN's app on your laptop, you don't have to deal with any of their censorship over there. So proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for no bandwidth limitations, unlimited bandwidth, you can go. You can use our discount code, which gets you 20% off the price of their premium account for the lifetime of the account. proxpn.com/FTL. The code is FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 20 for that 20% off deal. If you want an even better deal, pay with Bitcoin, and then you'll get 33% off if you buy the annual plan that way. You use that 20% off discount code, you're going to bring the price down on the annual plan to about $5 a month. proxpn.com/FTL for the price. It's an incredible price for the level of privacy protection that it gives you, and there's nothing to risk because there's a 7-day money-back guarantee. We continue here. Go to your phone calls and thoughts. Alice is apparently in Wonderland. You're on Free Talk Live, Alice.
This is actually the Mad Hatter. Alice had to step away.
Oh, well, I'm still glad to have you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Now, well, I could be wrong, but it seemed to me that the caller you had on the first hour, that he was basically disapproved of what he considered faith-based thinking. And that he kind of approved of atheist thinking.
Yeah, that's correct. Some of the folks involved in the Blue Ridge Liberty Project seem kind of vitriolic. He doesn't seem that way in the way he was phrasing his statements, but some of them are more vitriolic than others towards religious folk who also believe in liberty.
And, of course, yeah, I think it's very important to be able to present in a non-judgmental and non-shaming way. But, I mean, is there a way to think with faith?
Well,
go ahead, Mad Hatter.
Yeah, that was my whole point, was that it's really kind of illogical because, you know, any belief that can't be proven with 100% conclusiveness requires some amount of faith.
Okay.
And, what are you getting at?
Well, and it can't be proven with 100% conclusiveness that God does not exist. Okay. And so by definition, atheists use faith for their belief. And you know, that to me.
Well, given that we actually have a self-proclaimed atheist in the studio, Brett, I want to make sure you have a chance to respond to that. Are you, do you have faith in atheism or the lack of belief in a God?
Well, it's different. Like, I mean, the same idea could be applied to things that clearly sound much more ridiculous, right? Like, I don't have to prove a negative. Right. So am I acting with a small amount of faith in my assertion that there is no Easter Bunny anywhere? Right. It kind of sounds silly. Right. So atheism is about gathering the evidence available to us scientifically and making a decision based on that. So we're not obligated to prove this negative. Right. The assertion is that God exists. The burden of proof is on the people who claim that. So I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that there's faith involved, because it's like it's just I'm not against God or anything like that. It's just I would need to see evidence for that conversation to begin.
Well, okay, I get where you're coming from, but I also understand where the Mad Hatter's coming from on this as well. Because if you weren't taking a position, like, say, an agnostic would not necessarily take a position, because the agnostic says, well, we don't know. I mean, there's not enough evidence to say that there is a God to the agnostic, but the agnostic won't go so far as to say for sure there isn't a God, because how could you possibly know that for sure? There's no way to know that for sure. So isn't that the leap of faith that the Mad Hatter is talking about?
I don't.
Because the atheist says there is no God, whereas the agnostic is just, I don't know.
I think there's different versions of that. I'm just saying that there is no.
If you're saying there's no evidence for a God, then that would be an agnostic position, not necessarily an atheistic position.
No, it'd be both.
So well, the atheist says there is no God. That's an affirmative stance.
Gods have done different things throughout history. Okay, gods have been great creation stories. They're explanations for natural events.
Sure.
And, you know, then there's this whole savior thing that's relatively new in human history. So gods were up there bowling, you know, knocking down 10 pins, and that's why it thundered. You know, these kind of stories.
Mm-hmm.
So now atheists have creation stories, too. I can't. For the life of me, it's very difficult. I would think you would have to have a certain amount of faith to believe that every atom from the tens of trillions of stars, the hundreds of billions of galaxies were all compacted into an area the size of a softball. But that is the Big Bang theory. Okay, so, I mean, it's that in and of itself, I have to go to a priest, we call him a scientist, and I have to choose to believe the story that I'm given, or I have, alternatively, I can spend decades of my life either proving or disproving this as best one can in the world.
But
so, I mean,
you understand the difference, right? That a theory developed through a scientific process and a story in a 2,000-year-old book, not that I want that to be a false dichotomy, and those are the only two choices. But if somebody is a believer in the story from the old book, and they say, oh, well, look, you're full of faith, too, just like me. I believe, you know, this book that was written in Aramaic and then translated 10 times through various languages and all these different times in Europe by people who might have had varying agendas, and it's not the same. It's not a draw. Okay?
I like that, but the fact is that I am skeptical at times of some people who, you know, claim to be scientists. I'm not 100% sure of the things that I hear.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people who believe whatever the scientists say.
I don't have access to the information.
Hang on, Mad Hatter's been listening here, and I want to make sure he has a chance to get in. Go ahead, sir.
No, I think, Mark, you and Ian have really made the point I was making. It's really, there is some amount of faith involved, and there's a difference between atheist and agnostic.
Thank you, Hatter. I appreciate the call tonight.
And here's what I'll concede in where I agree with him. You're absolutely right, and we even mentioned this when Carlos was on the phone. I said it was frustrating to see these people who want to shame theists because I'm an atheist and I sit at the adults table. I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's like really off-putting. But they're putting faith in the Sam Harrises and the Richard Dawkins, and I am to a certain degree, too. I just hope that when I talk about it, it doesn't come across as shaming somebody for their beliefs.
We will come back with more here in moments, and that's a good thing, the position to be coming from. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Blockchain.info. You can't get the app anymore on Apple iPod or iOS devices.
But they are working on an HTML5 option.
Yeah, and I hear they're working very hard on that, as a matter of fact. Blockchain.info is the premier source to get a Bitcoin wallet online. And I have one. In fact, I can access it quickly and easily on my cell phone. I do have the Android phone, so it's no problem. But the blockchain app is available for Android users. It's also, again, anybody with a web browser can access their online version of this, and it makes it easy to send and receive Bitcoins to anyone anywhere in the world within an instant. It's fantastic. Of course, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It is not owned by any government or corporation. It's an open source project. The Bitcoin is cryptographically secure, and it works. And that's one of the reasons why Bitcoins are around $700 per each.
Sorry, right now. The blockchain HTML5 wallet is already available.
It's up.
Yes.
All right, fantastic.
I'm going to post that to the Facebook page.
Good to know. Blockchain.info is awesome. They're nimble. They move fast. They get it done. And their app, if you've got an Android, is really easy to use, and it makes it easy to send and receive Bitcoin. So go to blockchain.info to get your first or second or 20th Bitcoin wallet, because it's free there, and they're really great. All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, if you do have Bitcoin and you'd like to send some to Free Talk Live, you may throw them in the Bitcoin tip jar. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin address there, and you can send us whatever Bitcoin amounts that you want. We also accept Litecoin. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So we can continue. We'll take more of your calls and thoughts. But I don't know if we're done, quite done with the whole atheist faith topic.
No, I wanted to make sure, and we were talking about this during the break, that I'm really trying to be aware of not coming off too negative and too in your face.
Like some atheists have a tendency
to
do.
Well, it's so easy to do. Yes. And, you know, the problem is...
I did it when I was a teenager.
We're on the radio. We have to keep talking. The easiest thing to be is always negative, right? Like, you go on Facebook, somebody's typed a comment to you. You don't like it. Your fingers start moving. The easiest thing to do is to write something negative, right? Negativity is easy.
Positivity takes practice. That's true.
You're right. It absolutely does. So I feel like as soon as he went by the Mad Hatter.
He did, yes.
Yeah. The last caller, the Mad Hatter, started that line of conversation, I felt something inside me going, oh, boy. Oh, I'm
shields
gonna,
yeah. up!
Yes. Yeah. No.
Fire!
Shields
fire.
Up! Swords out! Yeah. Right? I don't need a shield.
That's how I often feel, too. And this is, like, you know, really unconvincing. And this happens so many times. So I'm going to call them skeptics, right? Skeptics.
Yep.
Skeptic is a term for somebody who, you know, only chooses to only view the world in the area of science. So something has to be provable and, you know, be shown in that way. Now, that means that they're always atheists. Always atheists. Always, they tend to be pro-vaccination. There's several different tenets that they've been beating recently.
And, well, wait, why wouldn't a skeptic be skeptical of vaccinations?
Well, because they
shouldn't a skeptic be skeptical.
This you would think, but it's skepticism obviously has many different forms, right?
Yeah.
And you would think that people who would doubt, like, the Warren Commission report or the 9/11 Commission report would be called skeptical. But apparently, and I have a negative attitude towards this as well. I want to make sure that is known, that I'm putting my cards on the table here. Yeah. The word skeptic has been hijacked by people who seem to like official stories of events and mainstream thought, right? So... there's a lot of shaming and skepticism as well, yep, from what I've seen. I did a show a couple months ago with some other media producers on the Kennedy assassination. So in preparation, you know, I'm not going to Jim Mars or whoever the other JFK conspiracy luminaries are. I downloaded every skeptic's podcast that I could, and I listened to everything they had to say. And in the end, I was just massively disappointed.
So did the skeptics of the podcast realm, did they side with the official JFK
story?
They
side with the official JFK story, and there seems to be a lot of neglected aspects and confirmation bias.
Now, look, yes, this seems ridiculous to me because I appreciate skepticism. I think it's a very important skill. But at the same time, and I'm also a critic of people who are just like conspiracy theory for the sake of being conspiracy theory.
Right.
Like,
oh,
I know something you don't know.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what... Both people are. What both groups really seem to be all about.
But nobody's, even the conspiracy theorists, as whipped up as they can get, are not as judgmental and downright nasty.
I don't know about that.
They're not as nasty. I'm sorry. I've talked to conspiracy theorists, and you know, I can't take seriously when somebody calls me a gatekeeper for the New World Order. I just chuckle at them.
Okay.
But when a skeptic, you know, uses the language of, you know, diminishing you, calling you stupid. Basically, what it seems to me that I, in so many internet conversations, I have to choose between wackos and a-holes. And I don't want to pick any more between the sides that are populated with wackos and a-holes.
But those are the loudest people in any movement, in any political party. They're always the face of so many organizations and so many areas of interest and so many movements is the loudest, most obnoxious people. And
you wonder why people get into model trains, so they don't have to listen to the wackos and the a-holes.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Matthew on the line in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how are you doing this evening, gentlemen?
Great. Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Sure. I just wanted to agree with... So far, what you've been saying is I completely agree with. I just wanted to make a further point. Often, between these groups, it's usually the a-holes or the wackos, the religious wackos and those atheist a-holes are pitted against each other when, you know, I've always felt, and I come from a very conservative community. I'm from Utah, a very high population of Mormons. I am also Mormon. I served an LDS mission. However, there's an often misconception that these groups are pitted against each other when, frankly, they're telling us the same story from different perspectives. To the point, quickly, I believe in evolution. I believe in the Big Bang Theory. However, I have different ideas of, you know, the Big Bang Theory. They say that it came from a big explosion and everything was formed and it was infinite energy, infinitely large, infinitely small. My only thought is I have a difference in agreement saying where that energy came from. I say it came from God.
Yeah, so, and I think that's completely valid. I think that perspective is completely valid.
And frankly, the people who believe in the Big Bang Theory that God doesn't exist, you know, one of the tenets of my religion says let them worship how, where, and what they may. And I believe that is something that should be taken into account, that they're not necessarily out to disprove each other. And it's just the wackos who are out there saying, you know, oh, God exists, so your idea is completely invalid. And, oh, you know, the Big Bang Theory disproves that a God exists. And because Adam and Eve's story proves that atheist does not exist. They don't disprove each other, in my opinion. Rather, they tell a story from a different perspective.
And I like that. I like that, Matthew. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to give you guys that opinion.
No, sure. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I think when we go into these potential disagreements and arguments, whether we're talking about, you know, evolutionists versus creationists or skeptics versus conspiracy theorists, there should be some clarification of goals up front. Are we in this together? Are we participating in a cooperative effort to walk away from this conversation with more information and maybe a better sense of what actually happened? Are we instead just trying to escape this conversation with our previous belief system completely intact, unfazed by whatever we might have been told? So I think maybe not so much in the religious debate realm, but when it comes to conspiracy theorists versus skeptics, and I think it applies to the other as well, let's agree that what we do is forensics. What we're trying to do is we're really both interested in what actually happened, right? And if you come to it from that, we share this common, and I think this relates to what you're saying, we share this common goal of finding out what actually happens. That allows us to remove confirmation bias. Because I've heard people say, and this is what just blew my mind when I was preparing for that the JFK thing I mentioned before. Somebody said, I'm a skeptic, so I have to take the position. Really? Because I remember being in church on Sunday and hearing people say, well, I'm a Catholic, so I have to. It's like something else is controlling your thinking, and that's not
it's
okay.
Creepy. Matthew, good call, sir. Thank you for making it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We're going to continue with your thoughts. Welcome on whatever you'd like to discuss. Here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What happens when a state trooper in Florida pulls over a cop for speeding and then ends up having to sue 100 of the cops after the fact? We'll tell you what happened between point A and B here in moments. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Hour 3's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.